Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Hey, Angela.
And
that woman just play that for the day because she not going to be on the line.
Oh, okay. No problem. We'll just wait a minute or so. Is that you, Loretta?
Good evening.
Good evening. You can go ahead and start. I don't think anybody else is joining just yet.
Okay.
Where are we?
1 Samuel 20. And David fled from there within Ramah, and came and said before Jonathan, "What have I done? What is mine iniquity? And what is my sin before thy father that he seeketh my life?" And he said unto him, "God forbid thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing either great or small, but that he will show it me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so." And David sware moreover and said, "Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he saith, Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." Then said Jonathan unto David, "Whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will even do it for thee." And David said unto Jonathan, "Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at even. If thy father at all miss me, then say, David earnestly asked leave of me that he might run to Bethlehem his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there of all the family. If he say thus, it is well, thy servant shall have peace. But if he be very wroth, then be sure that evil is determined by him. Therefore thou shalt deal kindly with thy servant, for thou hast brought thy servant into a covenant of the Lord with thee. Notwithstanding, if there be in me iniquity, slay me thyself. For why shouldest thou bring me to thy father?" And Jonathan said, "Far be it from thee, for if I knew certainly that evil were determined by my father to come upon thee, then would not I tell it thee?" Then said David to Jonathan, "Who shall tell me? Or what if thy father answer thee roughly?" And Jonathan said unto David, "Come, and let us go out into the field." And they went out, both of them, into the field. And Jonathan said unto David, "O Lord God of Israel, when I have sounded my father about tomorrow any time, or the third day, and behold, if there be good toward David, and I then send not unto thee, and show it to thee, the Lord do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it please my father to do thee evil, then I will show it thee and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace. And the Lord be with thee as he hath been with my father. And thou shalt not only while yet I live show me the kindness of the Lord, that I die not. But also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever, no. Not when the Lord hath cut off the enemies of David, every one from the face of the earth." So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "Let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies." And Jonathan caused David to swear again, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty. And when thou hast stayed 3 days, then thou shalt go down quickly and come to the place where thou didst hide thyself when the business was in hand, and shalt remain by the stone Ezel. And I will shoot 3 arrows on the side thereof, as though I shot at a mark, and behold, will send a lad, saying, Go, find out the arrows. If I expressly say unto the lad, Behold, the arrows are on this side of thee, take them, then come thou. For there is peace to thee, and no hurt, as the Lord liveth. But if I say thus unto the young man, Behold, the arrows are beyond thee, go thy way, for the Lord hath sent thee away. And as touching the matter which thou and I have spoken of, behold, the Lord be between thee and me forever. So David hid himself in the field. And when the new moon was come, the king sat him down to eat meat. And the king sat upon his seat as at other times, even upon a seat by the wall. And Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul spake not anything that day, for he thought, Something hath befallen him. He is not clean. Surely he is not clean. And it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan his son, Wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to meat, neither yesterday nor today? And Jonathan answered Saul, David earnestly asked leave of me to go to Bethlehem. And he said, Let me go, I pray thee. For our family hath a sacrifice in the city, and my brother, he hath commanded me to be there. And now, if I have found favor in thine eyes, let me get away, I pray thee, and see my brethren. Therefore he cometh not unto the king's table. Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan. And he said unto him, Thou son of the perverse, rebellious woman, do not I know that thou hast chosen the son of Jesse to thine own confusion and unto the confusion of thy mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse liveth upon the ground, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore, now send and fetch him unto me, for he shall surely die. And Jonathan answered Saul his father, and said unto him, Wherefore shall he be slain? What hath he done? And Saul cast a javelin at him to smite him, whereby Jonathan knew that it was determined of his father to slay David. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, and did eat no meat the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had done him shame. And it came to pass in the morning that Jonathan went out into the field at the time appointed with David, and a little lad with him. And he said unto his lad, Run, find out now the arrows which I shoot. And as the lad ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. And when the lad was come to the place of the arrow which Jonathan had shot, Jonathan cried after the lad and said, Is not the arrow beyond thee? And Jonathan cried after the lad, Make speed, haste, stay not. And Jonathan's lad gathered up the arrows and came to his master. But the lad knew not anything, only Jonathan and David knew the matter. And Jonathan gave his artillery unto his lad and said unto him, Go, carry them to the city. And as soon as the lad was gone, David arose out of a place toward the south and fell on his face to the ground and bowed himself three times. And they kissed one another and wept one with another until David exceeded. And Jonathan said to David, Go in peace, for as much as we have sworn both of us in the name of the Lord, saying, The Lord be between me and thee, and between my seed and thy seed forever. And he arose and departed. And Jonathan went into the city.
Amen.
Amen. Then came David to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David, and said unto him, Why art thou alone, and no man with thee? And David said unto Ahimelech the priest, The king hath commanded me a business.
All righty.
I'm calling on the other phone.
Okay, not a problem. Alrighty, I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. I'm waiting on Auntie Carrie to come back. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Good evening, Daniel. All right. Let me do a roll call, guys. We'll go ahead and jump right into our program this evening. I have Brother Hubert.
Good evening.
Mother May.
Good evening.
Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Sister Loretta.
Good evening.
And Auntie Betty and Brother Daniel. All righty. Well, good evening, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. And I believe I had Auntie Carrie doing the opening.
Yes.
Right.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Lord, we come to you tonight with an open mind, open heart, and open ears to hear what you have to say to us at this time. Lord, we thank you for giving us this time to be together, this time to listen, and this time to read your word. Lord, we ask that you bless everybody on this line, and Lord, the one that's not on the line, give them grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, I forgot to say my welcome. Thank you for the opening prayer and just welcome everyone to the Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We're going to go ahead with our worship song this morning. And this is in honor of my Uncle Dave and Hubert and his cousin Angela. We got to talking about some old songs, and it really brought back some memories. The title of the song is I Know the Lord Will Make a Way, and this one is by Smokey Snorkel.
Time to help me stretch my faith.
Give me a second.
I can leave all of her.
Song. Amen. We know the Lord will make a way. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. All righty. Let's go ahead with our Bible verses of teaching roundtable. Again, each person has an opportunity to share a word or some good news. So let's begin the roundtable. And if you don't have any good news to share, just say pass. Going to start off with Auntie Betty.
Okay, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 103. They're all that I am, praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am, praise the Lord. May I never forget the good thing he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my disease. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercy. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harsh with us as we deserve, for his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the heights of the heaven above the earth. He has removed our sin far from us, as far as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows we are weak. He remembers we are dust. Our days on earth is like grass, like wildflower. We bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extended to the children, to those who are faithful to his covenant, to those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heaven his throne. From there he ruled over everything. Amen, amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 103. Next, I have Mother May.
Okay, I'm coming out of Amos, 5th chapter, 6 through 15, and the subject says, Just and Right. What a wonderful guarantee of life. What an assured guarantee of God present. These words of instruction were spoken to the children of Israel by the prophet Amos during a time when Israel was enjoying peace and economic prosperity. It would seem that the blessing of God upon the His people would call him to love and seek him all the more. But it was not so with the children of Israel. In fact, they respond in the opposite way, turning from him and becoming self-centered, complacent, and indifferent. The prosper rich of Israel became cruel and unjust toward the poor. The whole society was marked by materialism, idolatry, and most of all, injustice and unrighteousness. In essential, they could not handle the blessing of God. What is our response today to God's blessing for peace and prosperity? As a nation, have we turned away from God to follow materialism and to practice injustice and unrighteousness? Disobedience will always bring about judgment. Yet God remains long-suffering and does not punish without offering the opportunity for repentance. What God wants for us is clearly what is best for us. God loves justice and righteousness. In fact, the Lord loves righteousness and justice. Psalm 33:5 says, therefore God says, but let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Amos 5:24. Just is the root of the word justice and right. The root of the word righteousness. Our God is just and all his ways are right. We were created in God's own image and likeness. Through Jesus, his son, we were made the righteousness of God, and by faith in his son, we were justified. Nothing can change our creative image, but our choice is like a certainty prevent it. What choice is life or you make it? Choose the way of life that are just and right. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
For that reading out of Amos, Mother. Amen. All right. Next, I would go with Auntie Carrie. You have any good news you'd like to share this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elder obtained a good report. Through faith and understanding that the word was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen that, let me go back. So, frame of God, things which are seen were not made, all things which appear. By faith, Abram offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his guilt, and by it being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enos was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony, and that he pleases God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligent seek him. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Hebrew 11, Archie Carey. Next, I have Brother Daniel. You have any good news you would like to share?
Okay, I want to say hello to everyone. Good to hear everybody's voice. And Mom took me bowling. I thought I was taking her bowling, but she took me bowling, wore me out. I'm going to get you the rest of the night, okay? Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, it was a tremendous fight seeing Daniel Bowl. But he did get, didn't he get a strike one time or a spare? I think he did pretty good, guys. But next time we'll give him a little help and get the bumper guards for him. But he did pretty good. Appreciate it. He was trying. That was a good thing. All righty. Next we have Sister Loretta. You have any good news you would like to
share? I was going to read Hebrew 11, Auntie Carrie, but I had to find something else. So I'm in Romans 8.
Okay.
There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law, wait a minute, I lost my spot. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law has powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you do by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeed of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ. Indeed, we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. Amen.
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 Amen, Loretta. Thank you for sharing the word of wisdom from Romans 8. Amen.
Amen.
Next we have Hubert, Brother Hubert.
I'll be coming from the book of Psalms, Psalm 52. Why do you boast, O evil, you mighty man? Why do you boast all day long? You who are a disgrace in the eyes of God, your tongue plot destruction. It is like a sharpened razor, you who practice deceit. You love evil rather than good. Falsehood rather than speaking the truth, she laughed. You love every harmful word, O you deceitful tongue. Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruins. He will snatch you up and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living, she laughed. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at him, saying, here now is a man who did not make God his stronghold, but trusted in his great wealth and grew strong by destroying others. But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope, for your name is good. I will praise you in the presence of your saints. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Hubert, Psalm 52. And I will go last, and I'm just going to do a short one from Deuteronomy 28:2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. A couple of things that I highlighted here is obedience brings blessings, and obedience creates opportunity. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That leads us to our program around the sick and shut in. I do have someone to add, and it's my daughter, Keisha. She was in and out of the hospital this week due to this bout of anemia, but she's doing better. She's getting stronger. She did have to have a blood transfusion, but she, again, she's doing much better. We're going to add her to the shut-in list. So I am going to go ahead. Do anybody have anybody else they want to add or remove from the list? All righty then. So we're going to go ahead. You bow your heads for the prayer. The Lord is my shepherd, my song, my light, my fortress, my strength, my tower, my redeemer, my all, my rock, and my defense. Father God, your word says the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. We come today in faith asking that you heal us from every sickness, disease, and illness. We receive your healing by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
And that was a special prayer to our sick and shut-in list, Auntie Wileen, James Richardson, Uncle Dave, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Joseph Daniel, Sister Shirley, Sister Caroline, and Sister Stephanie, and Sister Keisha. All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to move right along. Okay, the acknowledging birthdays for the August the 8th through August the 14th. The two birthdays that I have is Jazz Flappy, which is on today. That's Bruce's middle daughter. And then also Jewel Flappy, which is the baby, birthday August the 13th. Are there any other birthdays?
When is Dominique?
His is next Sunday.
Oh, I had him down for the 14th. Okay, so Jewel on the 13th.
Yes. Are there any others? Okay, who do I have? Well, wouldn't you know it, I can't be Auntie Dash. Your name on my list three times. Hubert.
Don't lose and don't get caught. Don't let your breath get short.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Many, only like to know it.
There's some happiness in that voice today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move right along. So we can, we're done with our call today, but let's go second round opportunity to share a testimony, a poem, or a song. Or if you have any other Bible verses, you're more than welcome to save them. Otherwise, you can say pass and I get to see your name. Let's start off with Sister Loretta.
Yes. Let's see. From Joel Osteen, praise him for the victory. God has commanded victory to be yours. And when God commands something, it's going to happen. God has commanded that we live in victory. That means no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark it looks, you can be encouraged that the darkness has to give way to light. Defeat mm-hmm. has to give way to victory. But in order to open that door of victory, we must continually do what the psalmist did and constantly praise his name. Don't go around talking about your problems. Go around talking about your God. Don't go around speaking words of defeat and failure. Speak words of faith and victory. Quit worrying and start worshiping. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing of Joel Olsen, Loretta. Okay, next I have Mother Maine.
Okay. Still in Joel 2. It said, for the Christian, the day of the Lord will be a day of celebration. For it is the day mm-hmm. of the Lord will return to his people. The destruction will come, but for those who are in Christ, it will be the greatest and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. When the day of the Lord comes, it will be a day of joy and of everlasting peace and one everlasting peace. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God has been mm-hmm. so good to me. Every day he blessed me, and every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Amen.
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 Mother May, amen. Alrighty, I'm going to go next. This is from Charles Stanley, and it's just a couple of poems in reference to obedience. The main thing to avoid being a casualty is simply this, to have a kind of intimate, personal relationship with Jesus Christ, whereby you're able to hear God speak to your heart. You're sensitive to what he's saying to you to do, and that you're willing to be obedient to him. When we obey God, he gives us the light of his revelation and gets us where we need to go. Amen.
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 Next, I have Brother Hugo.
I'll be coming out the red prayer book. Heavenly Father, I now put on each of us the helmet of salvation. I declare that we are spiritually minded and have the mind of Christ. I take off the cardinal way of thinking. Putting on this helmet will no longer allow our five cardinal senses to affect the way that we think. I exercise our spiritual senses, spiritual hearing, spiritual sight, spiritual touch, spiritual taste, and spiritual smell. I thank you for being our God of peace, Jehovah Shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading of the red book. Next I have Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
All righty. Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming from the book of John. I'm reading two verses. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John 3:16. All right. Well, that concludes our second round. So what we will do at this moment is assign parts for next week. I have 1 Samuel 21 reading.
I do it.
Okay, thank you, Auntie Gary. How about the opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer for next week?
Okay, Mom, did I hear you say something?
Do we have a volunteer for the closing? Huh? What'd you say, Loretta?
Did Hubert volunteer?
For the closing prayer? I think he did.
Oh, not the opening?
No, that was Mom.
Okay.
Hubert, you going to do the closing prayer?
Yeah.
Praise God.
He dragged his foot.
You're like, I guess.
Yeah. All righty. Before we move on into our closing prayer, and I can't help but your mother may want to leave the call, so I'm just going to let her do it one day.
I guess we're not.
All righty, we're going to go ahead and do our closing prayer, and then after that we're going to do our last worship song. It's going to be, I'm going to go right into it. It's going to be You Know My Name by Tom. No, I'm not going to do that. Auntie Dot recommended this song, so I'm going to hold that one for her when she returns. I'm going to play a different song, so I'll share that when I get done with the closing prayer.
Okay.
You bow your head, please. In this meeting we are in today, we thank you, Father, for you and our focus, and you, for you, because you are our focus and you are all that we are. See us through each phase of our lives, Father, and let us live for your glory. It has been a great time in God's presence today. We thank him for starting with us and now ending with us. Father, we just ask that you guide us as we go, and the Spirit of the Lord see us through at all times. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, now I got to call. Okay. Okay, the title of the song that I'm going to play is called Be All Right, and it's by Evan Kraft, Redeemed 2, and Danny Gokey. Sorry.
The whole world's in the past. In the darkness.
Amen. Thanks for sharing. It was a beautiful time. All righty. Anybody else? All righty. Well, we have come to the conclusion of our program, and as in closing, we want to thank God for all that he do in our lives. Father God, just remind us of your power and your grace, and continue to fill us with your peace as we trust in you and you alone. Heavenly Father, we ask you to replenish us daily and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Everyone,
love you all.
Have an amazing, blessed week, everyone. See you next Sunday.
Huh? What did you say, Angela? I can't hear her. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you all.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.